Okay, Elissa Walker Campbell inside the Quicken Loan Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And indeed, it is a very big weekend in college football. But right now, as we close out tonight's show, we're going to completely shift gears. We're going to take time for a very special book review. Professional cyclist Catherine Bertin is with us. She has just released her new book. It is titled The Road Less Taken, Lessons from a Life Spent in Cycling. And it's wonderful to have you with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you, Catherine.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I am thrilled to have you with us because I'm so inspired by your journey and your decision to pursue a career in professional cycling, because I have to share with all of our audience and our listeners tonight, you had a very successful career in print journalism. I mean, you worked for ESPN. Tell us, what was the decision to make such a life-changing decision to totally embrace and pursue the sport of cycling?
I think it really had a lot to do with the fact that I had I understood the concept that when you're a professional athlete, or if you have a chance to pursue sport, at your peak, that's not something you can do for all of your life. And so I realized, like, okay, this is my window of opportunity. I'm in my 30s. This is the time when cycling and other endurance sports really favor, a woman's physiological sense of endurance and power and strength. So I said, okay, this is what I want to do. This is my time, my window to do it. So I kind of took that chance of saying I can do the rest of, a typical life a little bit later. And I'm just going to kind of jump in and see how far I can go on the bike.
I thought it was great, too. In the book, you talk about the choice to pursue cycling meant choosing bicycles over babies, highways over a husband, carbon fiber over a fortuitous career. And as I said, you were a very successful print journalist with ESPN. This is dramatic change. How was this received within your family and your friends? I mean, to be able to pursue your dreams and make this a reality.
Well, I think, I have had a lot of support over the years in terms of people saying, definitely go for what you want to do, make it happen. So in that regard, I feel that I've had that kind of support, that people stand behind anybody who takes a chance, really. The other thing, too, with journalism and with writing is that luckily that's a career that you can kind of take with you. You don't necessarily have to be office-based to pursue, the journalism side. So I was still working off the bike, and still am to this day, on projects like series, a column or a series, recently a documentary film. So I was doing, additional things off the bike as well.
Professional cyclist, author, and activist Catherine Bertin is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I really can understand how you could get consumed and fall in love with the sport of cycling. I thought it was great in the book that you provide a Q&A, what it is like, life as a cyclist, and you give us a sense of what it's all about.
So what is life like as a cyclist? Well, this is a sport where and this is true of many professional sports on the women's side. We don't always make, we don't make a living necessarily doing just this sport. We have to do other things to support ourselves as well, because the financial structure of the sport is still really getting off the ground. So in that regard, if you're going to pursue a life in professional cycling, you also have to have a few things in your back pocket. It really helps to have your education. It helps to have some part-time jobs, maybe in some cases a full-time job. So you have to really understand that going into a sport like cycling, you're going to need to be well-rounded at this particular day and age. So that's something that I really came to understand. The other thing, too, is that this is such a remarkable sport. The sport of cycling is incredible. Not only does it give you, fitness and health benefits and, of course, the racing aspect of being competitive, all of that is great. And any sport will do that. But I think there's something really special about cycling, because it's one of these sports that you can do with people in a social setting as well. So you can be a professional athlete and be racing all over the place and really working hard in that capacity, but then you can also go for a bike ride with friends, or ride down the street to get groceries or have coffee. So you can use the bike as a vehicle in so many ways in life, and there's something about that that's really It's grounding. It's also very special, you know. So that's something that I've really truly enjoyed, is seeing how the bike has transpired from, you know, a true sport to something that I, you know, I do on an everyday basis, even if it's not in a competitive manner.
You know, Catherine, there's so many great women athletes in the sport, and you talk about in the book the obstacles female athletes face as they move up the ladder, and that we're trying to strive to more to get more equality between the men and the women's sport. Just a quick hit here.
Yes. So it's this amazing sport that's also very frustrating. So there are some of the issues that we face are that women in the sport of cycling are not given the same race opportunities as men. There are far more races on the men's calendar than there are on the women's. We don't have the infrastructure within the teams where women are paid as much as the men, largely because the women's races aren't broadcast on TV in the same regard, and therefore sponsors don't know that it's even a sport that can be backed in terms of visibility and, you know, product sponsorship. So we're facing these hurdles that are very, very easy to change if we can get the media and the marketing on board, you know, to open that door of sponsorship and viewership. So these are some of the hurdles that we've been facing. But the great news is that the women in the sport are speaking up.
Yes.
And saying to the federation, saying, hey, look, this is, you know, this isn't 60 years ago. We are now in full force, and we should be given the same opportunities.
Catherine, I know we're short on time. We sincerely appreciate you dropping by.
Thank you so much.
That, of course, was Catherine Brutine, professional cyclist, author, and her new book that's out is The Road Less Taken, Lessons from a Life Spent in Cycling. We want to thank all of our guests and our lineup tonight. Bob Davey, the Lobos head football coach, Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment, James Hale, and Paul Gutierrez. Be sure and join us each and every week for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at yahoosportsradio.com.